Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama.
Try to get it to the beat.
I like them, Matthew, but I'm not a fan of cannibals in any way.
What's wrong with his teeth, Matthew? One of them looks like Nevada.
He's got a little bit of stray hand going on. He's a little stray hand in the tooth. You know, like an older person's lung in the tooth, which I never understood that. It's a horse reference, right?
Yeah.
It's a horse reference.
Big teeth.
Yeah. A little long. So horses get bigger buck teeth as they get older. It's like a man's.
Oh, that's not good.
Like this.
Don't do that. Please don't.
Paige, that's offensive to me. I mean, it really is.
I didn't mean to be hurtful.
So, no, you didn't hurt me.
Don't ever do that.
Thank God we're not a TV show right now. Because this song's for Paige right now.
This is interesting. This comes up because, you know, talk about the overbite.
Oh, yeah.
I was watching the clip of Billy Bob Thornton. He doesn't do it a lot, talking about Sling Blade.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that there was no prosthetics? That's his face. He did it in a video, just transformed to Carl, just like, oh, my God. He moves his whole jaw out like a damn snake.
Like, show me with your, like.
I can't do it. But I'll show you the video.
I know what his face looks like.
But, like, you thought that was prosthetic.
I really thought they were capped, for sure.
He transforms his whole jaw.
A little long in the tooth.
Man, we knew somebody we called Tooth, but we know why we called him that.
Oh, well, he only had one. But he was, you know, he didn't let him stop. He didn't let that one tooth stop him from talking a lot. You know, what a jam.
God, it really is. If you got a good song, you just want to stop and listen to it.
It's fun when you sit here, and even our sweet Charlotte Page she's like many of you, like, is there going to be a fuss in a day or not? She's just now started applying makeup. So if we do Facebook fussing, it'll be at 9:30 today.
I just look tired.
Oh, get out of your head. You got to get out of your head. All women.
Really got to.
I mean, you look... Without a flirtatious kind of way, and I think you like a sister, but, like, you always pretty. Like, you ain't got to do all that.
I do.
Just go on and just add a filter to your webcam or something. Do it. I mean, do it. Don't let me say, but I really feel really bad for women. Like, over the weekend, I think I already said this story. But, you know, like, when you see a woman wearing those ball caps, that you tell it wasn't their cap, it was their husband's or boyfriend's or whatever.
No, yeah, they don't care.
And they pull it down way far because they're not wearing, like, you know, a lot of y'all are shaking your heads up and down. Yeah, because you know.
Yeah, if you look like hell, look like hell.
But look like hell, it's fine.
Cool.
But they pull that ball cap, they're almost like they're a celebrity trying to hide from the paparazzi. You know, they pull it down real low and, like, who are you? Well, I'm not wearing makeup or anything. I'm like, well.
It's never a good quality cap.
Put on either a hockey mask.
Oh, yeah.
Put on a ski mask. Put on a...
ski mask.
You know what you do, ladies? Here's what you do.
What do we do?
Have a little fake mustache. Then put
That's
on the
brilliant.
Mustache instead of the ball cap. It keeps your hair uncompressed, but it also makes you look... Oh, he's just a guy. No wonder he looks disheveled.
Oh, gosh, because I haven't cut my hair in months. It looks terrible.
Let us cut it. Please let us cut it.
Will of haircuts.
No.
Because you kind of got the Tommy Rich going right now, which is cool. We love
Wildfire.
We're
going to start calling you Wildfire.
Let's give you the Hulk Hogan.
Don't look that up. Don't look that up.
Because he's being mean.
It's just...
It's the same hair.
I would say more...
I'd say look it up.
I would say more Nature Boy Buddy Landell.
Yeah. Look them up both. You'll agree.
I don't want to.
Look them up both.
I don't want to feel bad about myself, so... I'm not going to look it up because you'll make me look like a bald man or something.
Look it up. You'll love it.
My Lord. Ugh. I am taking up for you right now. Keep applying. I'm not saying that. When I say these things, I'm not. I feel for that,
it's
for
because
women.
Because the lighting makes me look like I'm dead. I feel like I'm a corpse in here.
Jesus. I think you're going
to go. Yeah. I mean,
I'm just going to say it like it is.
No, I told Fatboy yesterday, I said, I went and looked what we, because here's the thing. People have thought for years it's a bit when we sit in here and talk about, we don't know how to do this stuff. Now, you know, board stuff, you two know how to do it. I don't legit know that stuff. But when talking about like something about doing a video with the right lighting and yes. the audio compression, all this stuff, we're like, we're not 14 years old. We don't know how to do this stuff. So I'd
look. Can we borrow your 10-year-old,
what
please?
We would need, we would all have to have.
That's a drop.
You said you stopped child trafficking page, and here you are encouraging it.
No, for technology.
What you don't see on those videos is the other side. And that is two big old circles of light on each side of the people in their face.
Yeah. Oh,
and so think about what that, we have already very limited point of view to each other. If you know, looking at each other, well, it's not that bad.
We've only got one. We were promised more lighting. We've only got the one little circle lamp.
I have a circle lamp, but.
Well, I'm just saying that to me, that's too much. Like, I
shouldn't be that big of a production.
It should not.
I think I need backlighting instead of something in my face to make me look brighter.
Yeah, that's true too. Well, this is what Post is for.
Look, you have 3 degrees. I think you're pretty smart.
Because even if we turn the light on, you
this
know,
isn't an easy conversation to get into, is it? We're stalling because it's not easy to get into.
Well, it's a. Would you consider it a compromise or a win-win? Maybe a win-win, right?
I don't know, man.
Probably a win-win.
Define win. Like here's this is what I've learned after ruining my night last night in reading your comments on Facebook.
Oh, did it make you sad?
It didn't make me sad, but it was just like.
Told me a lot.
Now,
about
I told
it.
Fatboy, I said, what other, we're not a bit, I mean, we're a business, but we're not anything you pay for.
Yep.
And you pay for, here's how you support us. We don't have a Peloton or a Patreon or Patron or whatever. We ask you to gently tap the like button. We don't ask you to smash it because you might be at work and then you got to pay for a keyboard. We ask that you, how you support us is by supporting our great partners. They're not sponsors. They're not advertisers. They're partners. And we're not gay married to them. It just means it's a partnership. So that's how you support us.
Help us out.
But to read some of the, it's like, so we basically just said, with asking the question, should we retire Facebook fussing? It opened up a general critique.
Yeah.
It was basically like there was an addendum. Also, what else do you not like about the show?
Yeah, it kind of took off from there. Like a jumping off point that went for a little bit.
Sorry I asked.
So part of me is like, I love this passion. Like, I love the passion that people, because, you know, like, the old adage, if you get a reaction, that's better than just people sitting there like,
Something's better than nothing.
Something's better than nothing. And for those that say, I don't know, I haven't listened in years, but why? Yet still follow us on the social media. I know. And so that, you know, in our biggest problematic listeners over the years, ones that like caused us to have meetings and things like that, were actually some of our biggest so-called, I don't even like to use the word fans, but listen, it's more, you're more than just a listener though. Like it's a real dynamic, like people can say viewers, WWE and the Falcons and the Panthers and the Braves, everybody can say you are our fans. But like when it comes to talking about this, you could just be a listener because you in a car with somebody who's listening to it and you want to hear it on more Millie.
Yeah.
Or you could be having headphones on. You'd be having headphones on, and you're literally listening to it. You're dialed in listening to it. And
I love that.
That passion, though, it turns into like you're a shareholder in the show as like you're a voting member when it comes to the quarterly reports.
Yep.
And it's just this weird dynamic about that. And like if we were selling you like a streaming service, if we were selling you a per episode kind of download charge, just the passion for something that is free and we get paid for it, obviously. Paige has many homes. and so, 14 cars.
Bunch of cars.
But we get paid for it. But that to me shows extreme passion, because people now get apps to find out what streaming services they're paying for because they don't know anymore.
Yeah.
They literally buy another app to tell them what. I mean, I'm saying to that, do what?
Do what?
You're so disconnected with your own financial life, you got to get another app to tell you what you're paying every. It's called balancing your checkbook.
Oh.
And that's not even a real. I don't even have a real one anymore. It's like this fictional ether kind of thing. It's not even real.
I tell you, this is
a real thing.
This is just me personally. This is where I stand. If you're going to complain about certain configurations of talent, like, I'm not going to give you much credence. What you hear is coming from the people that want to be here.
I mean, I have to agree with that.
You can take it how you will.
I'm not going to be, I'm going to say pushed, but made to, you know. It's like, let's say that, I don't have a good euphemism for this. I mean, look, people make decisions about stuff, and decisions get made, and life goes on. And
yeah,
I'll tell you, I'll just be straight up real as hell with you before you're about to blow your mind. In 2009, we were told that we would not last. March of 2009, we were told we would not last. And then in 2015, we were told we will not last. And I'm telling you, and you've heard people say it time and time again. I use that for damn motivation. Like, I so did. I'm like, I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you. And, you know, I mean, that's just the realness of it.
God, man, there's just so many thoughts that run through your head that you want to kind of get out there. But
you also, you realize that it is a business, and it's people are passionate or whatever. It's like when, I get it. It's, I always said, could you imagine being a member, this was before Travis Kelce. Let me use another example. Let's say Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers come to town. The rest of the Panthers are like, all right. Well, Bryce, go play defense too, you son of a bitch.
Have fun playing all the spots.
It's like that isolation of it. And at the end of the day, who's on the field won the damn game.
Uh-huh.
What you hear now is from a motivated crew that it's an exciting time for the show. It really is.
I'll tell you this. In 4 months, there's going to be a very nice, really fun, great, awesome announcement that will be made. And
well, look at that page, I'm telling you.
What was that?
I don't know.
Some kind of stupid-ass sound from one of your phones.
Magically Delicious. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Delicious. Is that a paid thing? Did they pay you to do that?
It's not mine.
Is that new bumper music?
In a minute, it's going to sound at the beginning of Netflix. Dum-dum.
Kind of made me hungry. What does that mean?
So we went on Facebook and Instagram and X as well. And we asked you, should we retire Facebook fussing? And many of you said, hell yes. Many of you said, hell no.
Yep.
Many of you said.
Many of you didn't answer the question.
Many of you completely, yes. You went and railroaded us on other things.
Yeah, went to business for yourself.
So what we did is we made a decision. Facebook fussing is dead and buried, but we will resurrect it monthly.
Yeah, how about that?
Once a month. I'm looking for some kind of alliteration, something with a menstrual cycle, but I think it's probably not good to do that.
No.
It's that time of month. Yeah.
No. People eating breakfast.
But I had this warped idea. So you, my friends, that contributed to the answers on the question, should we retire Facebook fussing? We are using your very comments for the very next segment.
This could be one of the best ones.
The last Facebook fussing, using your comments about Facebook fussing. We're going to pretend to be y'all changing your names very slightly. Oh my God. You can actually just read along on our Facebook with these. This is going to be good. This is going to be for another month. It won't be until like after the 4th. Facebook fussing. What's a month now?
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com.
Everything you need. This is
yes! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments from our Facebook page when we asked you.
Oh, what is that?
To stop touching your microphone.
What is that sound?
You hear that?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's some kind of reverb feedback from something.
Oh, no.
Let's hope you can't hear it on the...
Look at the comments and see. We are live video streaming this. See if there's echo. I just did that on purpose.
Let's see. We should be good there. Let's check a little comment here.
Was something on your computer, did it make a noise, Patrick?
No. Coach Johnson, Jeffrey, what's up? Jethro, Looper, Josh. No, nobody's saying anything about any kind of echo or
okay.
Any kind of reverb.
It is, I hear your computer is very loud, though. It's like it's about to, like, spin away.
I hear it in my ears, though.
Where else would you hear it, you dumbass?
I mean, it's in the line.
I feel it in my bones, man. I hear it in my ears.
God, okay. Where do I know that from? What is that from? I feel it in my bones.
Like a lot of when your grandma thought it was going to rain.
Somebody was getting cheated on.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it in my bones. It's going to rain.
Oh, I know what it was.
Cats are running around in a nursing home. Like, I can't tell if somebody went in there and took a dump or if that's cancer.
It wasn't bones. It was Ashley Schaefer saying, "I feel it in my plums.
Feeling my plums. Feeling my bones.
Big juicy plums." When Reg and Kenny were staring back and forth at each other.
If you've just now tuned into the show, look at the camera. But if you've been listening all morning, thumbs up. What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook comments from our Facebook really? Page where we asked you if we should retire this bit. The only thing that has been changed is the names slightly.
Slightly
changed. So,
but you'll know who you are.
You'll know who you are.
Yeah.
Not only by your words, but by the fun ways that we came up with your names.
You know who you is.
It's
the inception of Radio Bits. It'd be like you were watching Dateline, mm-hmm. and Chris Hansen came to your door.
I'd be excited.
Do you have condoms?
Do you have any condoms?
Would you like to bend over?
Why, yes.
All right.
Is you or is you ain't?
My baby. Okay. All right. Here we go. Boys and girl.
Boys and girl.
Last time. Turn it on. Until July.
Yeah.
We're doing it once a month now. And also when special guests are available, as you will maybe hear in 1 second. All right. I'm going to fly through these because there's a lot, but I do want to give the mention. Here we go. Playing the role of the narrators, Paige. Playing the role of Dustin Day Jowell is Fat Boy. Playing the role of Wendy, I look like a fatter version of Roseanne Barr with blonde hair, Smith, is Matt Manson.
Oh, Jesus.
What a name.
That's pretty specific. For real.
Playing the role of Russian Larry is Paige. Playing the role of Sue King Peters is Fat Boy. Yeah. Playing the role of attorney Bob Myario is Matt Manson.
Oh, man.
Playing the role of Smile McDaniel is Paige. Playing the role of burner account Jane is Fatboy. Playing the role of Elizabeth Ray Vaughn is Matt Mann.
All-time clap.
Playing the role Playing the role of Amanda White Harley is Paige. Playing the role of Senior Johnson Jr. is Fatboy.
Whoa.
Hang on. There's a lot. There's a lot.
Well, just look at the profile picture. It'll make sense. Oh, Senior Junior Johnson, Fatboy. Playing the role of Queen Joe Green is Matt Mann. Playing the role of... it goes back and forth. And lastly... Oh, here we go. Playing the role of Patty Emilison Burnett is... I can't go through all these. It'll take too long.
Yeah, it was...
All right, here we go.
Go drive yourself nuts.
I know, it was. It was. Okay. Mm-hmm. And action.
The Rise Guys post a poll entitled, Should We Retire Facebook Fussin'?
Hey there. My name is Dustin Dejow. And I say yes.
Sup, y'all? My name is Wendy. I look like a fatter Roseanne Barr with blonde hair Smith. And no, do not stop it. But do stop Matt Man from talking too much. Not only does no one care about your animals or any of this family stuff you're always rambling on about.
My name is Rush and Larry. Hello, my name is Rush and Larry. I say only do it when Jeremy Clements is available to help.
Hey, y'all. My name is Sue King Peters. And hell no. Cancel Truth and Consequences instead. I hate when y'all let people... ruin their lives for a laugh.
Hey, folks. My name is attorney Bob Maiario, and you blinkers got to let me know when Jug is going to come on the show so I can join in the shenanigans, too. Blink court.
Yo, yo, yo. My name is Smile McDaniel. I think y'all should ditch celebrity birthdays. That mess is definitely a waste of time.
Hi. My name is Burner Account Jane. And honestly... none of you are funny, but if I had to pick the least funny, it's definitely Paige.
Hey, hey, my name's Elizabeth Ray Vaughn, and you better not get rid of it. You better keep it, because I love the voices, but please, like, bring back more of the roses.
Howdy do, my name is Amanda White Harley. Maybe just do it less, like once a month. Weekly's a lot.
Hi, my name is Senior Johnson Jr. And I say it's like a good lover. After a while, it's still okay, but not as good as the first time. So do it monthly. I also think and agree with others. Bring back War of the Roses.
Seriously, Senior Johnson Jr.? You know that, like, all those phone calls are, like, fake. Like, they're, none of those things are, like, real at all, right? You realize that, right?
Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. Like... you pay attention to them, like to all the voices. You'll hear it all the time. You'll hear like the same people. It's all fake. Like, I think what they do is they get these actors, and what they do is, you know, sometimes they'll change their voices or things like that. You know, like that woman, Edith, she's one of them. That guy, Looper, he's another one. They've been on there for a TNC together before.
Hey, hey, hey. My name is Dinas Gilmore. I need to tell...
You said it right, Dinas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you said it phonetically right. It's supposed to rhyme with penis.
Oh, okay.
I need to do you a favor Thursday. Been widowed 2 years. It's funny, faithful. Need a date. Can y'all help me out? Online dating is a cesspool.
Sup, fools. My name is Patty. Millicent Burnett. No! It's the best day of the week.
What's up, guys? My name is Reese Todd. Try something different. I mean, like, I'm not going to lie. You guys have gotten kind of boring lately.
Hello, dears. My name is Grandma Showers. You stop Facebook fussing, and I'll stop listening. Too much stuff is changing in this world already.
Hey, y'all. This is Nikita Jerkoff. And I agree with Grandma Showers. You stop Facebook fussing, and we rot.
We rot. Howdy. My name is Steffi Heineken, and I say, hell no. No, that's what I look forward to. It gets me through the week.
Yo, my name is Teeth Paris. Who cares about this poll? Figure out why your podcast keeps playing the same episodes over and over and getting them anew. What? Getting them new.
Says calling them new.
Yeah, calling them new. Oh, sorry. Calling them new.
Like, literally, that was the last line of the thing.
Sorry.
You want to take it like a take two?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. Yo.
I didn't say action yet.
Yeah,
you gotta listen. Okay, yeah. Get back in character.
Rolling. Action.
Yo, my name is Teeth Paris. Who cares about this poll? Figure out why your podcast keeps playing the same episodes over and over and calling them new.
And that's a wrap.
Teeth Paris, wow.
Sorry.
Now I got to go back and look at the pictures.
Yeah, they play along well. The ones that were nice, I just slightly changed the names a little bit.
Yeah.
The other ones, I took offense to your comments. I made fun of your profile pictures.
I got to look at Fat Roseanne Barr
now. Oh, shoot. I know, I just like. But I will tell you this, and if you don't believe us, go look. What you just heard was real. We've agreed. Weiss brought it up that it's too much. I don't like the analogy of the guy who says it's like sex with a woman for the first time. After a while, you just get tired of it or whatever.
They got to forget. I
mean. No. Try a guy then.
Once a month.
Hey.
Hey.
No. If we bring back pigskin punishments, maybe.
Don't you do it innocent.
And I meant to say pigskin and not pisskin.
You got body blues.
While we're on camera, of course. So next month, get ready, and you will hear the very next edition of Facebook Fussin'.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Oh, good morning, everybody.
Someone in the chat was asking you if you will do headlines in your hung voice, and I banned that person.
Oh, I can't do it.
I'm just kidding.
I
didn't ban them. They did ask that, but
she does it from the diaphragm.
We get it. It's just like Facebook fussing. And too much is a good thing, right?
Yeah. But I did hear that I slaughtered the Russian one. I was working on that.
You shouldn't say slaughtered in Russians together. You're going to piss off some Crimeans.
Sorry.
Plus, he's already an Iraqi sympathizer. And he hit on you when he was in here.
Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, never served, too. So
yeah.
He's coming back in the... he'll be at Comic-Con fall.
He was nice.
I'm going to try to get him back in here and intimidate Paige.
He was nice.
I kept calling you a maggot. He even called you a maggot.
He called
awkward.
You one, too.
He did. Yeah, oh, love it.
Real hard on that T as well. I knew.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy. All
it's
right.
Like Mark's mad at me. Matt.
Yeah. Let's come in here.
I don't have a T name. Well, I do. What am I saying?
Your last name's WTPT.
Your biggest asset.
Charlotte.
Yeah, why don't you come here, T's? Let me say the word.
Oh, boy.
Paige likes it when you do that. She won't mind.
I know. I was thinking about when Jug was in here the other day. If we had, when he and Paige were doing the, how well do you speak Spanish game?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, we should have called that Jug versus Jugs.
Oh,
like, that should have been,
we?
I don't know, last thought about it afterwards, and I don't like to sexualize her.
You can't harass her because she's one of the boys. Like, you can give her a T-twister if you got, you know, big enough hands.
Right, she's like Terry Runnels. I mean, she is. I mean,
without getting her forehead cut. For
right, know. But like you were, and you wouldn't have sex
the
with New Jack, probably.
The things that me and...
Rest in peace.
And you share, fat boy. I mean, I had some venereal doozies diseases. That I was going to send. No.
Yeah. Just one.
Sorry. I said diseases.
I started deleting them and not sending penis pictures to Fat Boy because I thought he was overwhelmed.
Look at me, Fat Boy. Legit. How many times she really sent you penis pictures? Like, honest to God, all time. Because she acts like she does it daily.
No, I stopped.
It was a few. but I don't have enough memory in my computer to hold them.
He's already got dongs on his hard drive.
Paige, well, you could have literally a leg like a tripod.
And I don't believe it's yours.
She will make fun of you up and down.
As you should. Always, a guy sending that.
Always hate when people go, oh, I didn't mean to send you that. I'm like, really? You didn't?
That's like getting a text from the Uber driver
my
saying,
bad.
Hi, this is my first Uber ride. Where do you live? At the top of the mountain.
It's like, I'm not driving up there.
I ain't doing all that.
And I like.
That's not a good analogy.
That was awful.
Didn't someone say that I should, one of the emails that I should send back another penis if I get a penis pic?
Well, then it's going to go sword for sword, and you're just going to, it's not going to end up pretty.
Turns into jousting.
Oh, all right.
Just send a picture of an Arby's sandwich, like a Big Montana.
Oh, God, yeah.
Here you go.
Boom, 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 boom. Check out my curly thighs.
So it, and people are like, you must be a real hoe.
Curvy thighs.
Doing it all the time.
Oh, curvy thighs.
But I think because that's all.
Cheese sauce.
And I'm just going to say it like it is. I think because that's all people want from me, that's the last thing I want to do with you.
They want you to critique their Johnsons?
They want me to just get naked with them. Like, they don't even want to talk to me. They're just like, let's just go have sex.
But they'll talk to you afterwards.
You can't take a
hand.
And
then
huh? I'm kidding.
No, but most.
If I was a woman of good looks like you, I would assume most interactions with men, that's their intentions. So that's sad. I know.
Vapid is the whole
that's
thing.
Not vapid on you. You just realize that women are evil and guys are sluts.
But wouldn't you want to get that out of the way?
What's the point? You see, it's so dysfunctional. Because then I would just sleep with you and go, I hate you. Now get the hell out of my house.
Some guys
want that. Domineering.
But that's what I would say. Okay, bye. Thank you, bye.
I told her.
Wasn't that great?
She can make so much money penis shaming people because that's a big fetish now.
Oh, I'm going to do it.
She'd make a killing doing it. But wouldn't you want to have sex first, get it out of the way, and then talk afterwards?
No, it's because you
I'll do it, penis naming. You send in a picture, I'll tell you what nickname it should be called.
If it's good, they
what's
don't
up, nubby?
They don't really want to be friends with you. They just want to keep having sex, and they get upset if they see you talking to somebody else on Facebook, and they assume that you're dating people that happen to be gay and really handsome.
You would name Willie's like the Humane Society. Like, here's Spot. Like here's like, Bob.
Droopy.
I don't...
Oh, no bees.
Hey, folks. My name's Droopy.
I just want to understand.
I just want somebody to help me, you know, get back on the dating scene because it's a cesspool.
You sound like Monsters, Inc.
Wazowski!
I just want to clarify the psychology of men, that you're the one that want to go, that usually want to go exclusive so soon. Like, I don't want you to date or see anybody. But then you've got all these people that you're seeing. Why do you do that?
Not me.
I'm not saying you.
I don't.
Because you either got women who love that and feed into it, or you got guys that are psychotic. It's either one or the other.
And they want the opposite of what they're actually with, but pretend that that's... It's almost like when you find out a politician was like anti this, that, or the other, then years later find out that he was really into that kind of thing. You know, like a Catholic priest.
But are men capable of falling in love with somebody, or is it just like...
You don't
sex?
Want that.
Nobody wants that. Because I don't...
If I hold the door open for you and I'm, you know, cordial, chivalrous even.
You like, just want sex.
I look like a bitch in your eyes. You don't like that. I don't like a puss.
Be a bitch.
I look like such a simp. Rico, I said it right just there.
You know, see, I agree with partially both of y'all, but I don't agree with the aggression you have on that. Like, I would rather somebody get pissed at me for opening the door than... Get pissed at me for not. I will. I will do it all. Matter of fact, if you're walking out of the store, I don't know if there's a right of way in that, but if you're walking, I see you coming out of the Sphinx. You're not to the door yet. I'm not to the door yet. Guess what? Because you got first dibs, because you had home field advantage, you were already in the store. You lay claim to that. I will then open the door for you. Like,
well,
you're
then
entering
I'll tell
the chocolate factory at Wonka. Like, come on out.
But I like
I'll tell
guy
you, I'm not going to make it in time.
He's a little extra and fun. I want a guy to treat me like he treats his friends.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yeah,
ignore their text messages, plan boys' nights and never do them.
Fart
you
all
want
over.
That?
Yeah. No.
Tell them how short their blanks are.
Is that what you do?
That's sweet Rob Inario's wife the other night, she's like, we got to get together soon. And I was like,
oh, she is.
Well,
wonderful.
She said that. I mean, we were talking about me and her and Rob saying that at my mom's funeral. And I said, Brittany, I love you. you know how men are. You know how me and Rob are. You got to plan the event.
You can't plan anything.
I can't. Tell him when the show a man went. Standing in and saying, hello,
I'm dying.
Man and wife, I made these plans for us to do. That simp yeah. slash gay slash third wheel weird.
Oh, we got slices.
But I do hear
now.
The other side where somebody that I was dating says, why do you always have to have something going on every weekend? Or why do you always have to go away with your girlfriends? Why do you do that? Why don't you just stay home and watch TV? Because there's things to do.
You got to be each other's best friend, but not only friend.
Oh.
I mean, like.
How about that, Senior Johnson Jr.? That was a good conversation.
Senior Johnson Jr. Uh-huh.
Did you like that one?
Yeah.
Should we cancel conversations now?
You guys should just play music.
I'm sorry.
Oh, God. Yeah. All right. You won't bitch about that, will you?
All right, fine. Talk again. Intergalactic. I hear it in my sleep.
Fussin' or Linkin Park. You got to pick one.
My God. I'm sorry.
All right. Take it home.
I apologize.
Are you paging those Rise Guys
yeah,
headlines?
Yeah. No headlines.
How did you even do one?
No.
I have to come back. You want to come back and do one? I don't know how you want to do it.
We didn't do none.
We didn't do any.
What did we talk about?
We talked about hooking up,
but
naked
where
dudes.
Did that? Why did that start that way? Did you tease something and we never did it?
I don't remember.
I don't either.
Folks, you're listening to three people realize they have dementia at the early onset. And I'm not making jokes. I don't tell you how many times I walk into a room and like, what the hell am I doing here? And then I realize, oh, okay.
Are you walking to the room? You're like, why does it smell like S? And why is there a bathroom? I just left and turned around and came back. I just left and wondered what smells so bad that it distracted me enough to turn around and come back.
I have a very good, like I told you, I will not, I don't dump in my master bedroom. I mean, the bathroom,
You go to the hall.
I go to the hallway. God, I don't lay there. Ew. And that was a personal question. Is Danielle here from HR? Good morning, everybody.
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.